Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
Hey, so it's our first show.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Of the New Year.
Hey.
Isn't that something? How was your New Year? What did you do?
Oh, man, I didn't do much.
You just kind of kick it?
Yeah. We went to dinner. There's a place in a T.O. Mall called Build It, or You Build It. It's right across street, right across the hall there from Cheesecake Factory. And they have all kinds of different foods, you know, pizzas and sandwiches and salads. We ate there, and then we went over and saw The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah, the new, how was it?
It was good. We liked
really?
It.
Really? Yeah. You know what? It's one of those movies. It's kind of bombing.
Is it?
But people, yeah, it's not, because all the buzz is on Star Wars.
Oh, jeez. It's and a good musical. They sing. He sings, man. He can dance. He can sing. He can act.
He did that the Academy Awards 1 year. But the funny thing, it's the La La Land people that made it.
Oh.
La Land was another huge hit.
Yeah.
That was a musical, because I was just on the cusp of the musicals when I was a kid. My mother loved them. So I saw every single musical.
But those
ever.
Were real musicals.
Oh, they were,
this isn't real music.
Oh, it isn't the way Oklahoma or something
like
that?
Yeah, no. Those were real musicals. Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, Gene Kelly. Yeah. Those were musicals.
Make Them Laugh.
Make
and
them laugh.
Bob all those
Hope.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah
the real great. Deal.
The real
but
deal.
This was still entertaining.
Oh, no, it was good. I liked it. Yeah, we had a good time. So, yeah, no. It
dinner
was,
and a movie.
Dinner and a movie. Went home, kicked back, watched some TV, went to bed at 12:05.
Ball drops and you're out. Okay,
boom.
That's the way it is. Well, let's talk about finishing your seventh year and going into your eighth year now on KVTA. And while I don't like New Year's resolutions, but anytime, whether it's your birthday or any date you set, like this is the day I'm going to renew and look at what I do with myself. I'm going to get in better shape.
Sure.
I'm going to, whether that's at the beginning of the year, some people do it going into summer, some people do it on their birthday, but no matter what, you got to do it. And keeping your finances and making your money safe, there's always a time where you have to say, today is the day I'm going to make that
decision.
It's
important. It's important. In fact, last week I had about 6 calls, and they said we'd like to get on top of our finances for this year. You know, speaking of that real quick, I want to digress a minute because this is important. My CPA sent this to me, and I touched on this last year at the last show. If you're about to convert to a regular IRA, take an IRA, a regular one, to a Roth IRA, you might want to postpone your move until this year, and because you're going to defer the income from the conversion, okay? It's going to be taxed at a lower rate. So earlier the year, which would have been 17, you may have already converted a regular IRA to a Roth. But now you question the wisdom of that move, as the tax on the conversion will be subject to a lower tax rate in 2018. So you can unwind the conversion to the Roth IRA by doing a recharacterization, making a trustee-to-trustee transfer from the Roth to a regular IRA. This recharacterization needs to be done ASAP. So that's what you want to do. Hopefully your CPA did that for you and got that taken care of. So hopefully, again, a little bit more education. Hopefully that hits a chord with you. And if it did, get on the horn, get to your CPA, your tax person, and see if he can help you.
Yeah, just be on it. Be responsible. Because you always say the one thing you say that I like, you know, who's in charge?
Yeah, you are.
You are.
Yeah,
it's you give them education. You give them a lot of good tips and points. But in the end, you've got to be the one that controls everything and makes the decision.
Well, the best financial advice always comes from you. You need to do your own due diligence. And, you know, it just, I don't know about you, I'm sure. You know, most men are the same way. We don't read directions, basically. But, you know, when I was in mutual funds many, many years ago, you know, before I got older, I would never read those prospectus. I mean, God, I looked at the stuff. I was like, my eyes went blurry. It's written by an attorney. But we have to read things. We have to look at things because it's our money, and we've got to do our own due diligence. Don't just let your financial planner, your stockbroker, the 401k company do that for you. You have to take charge of your money, and you have to look at it. And you have to do, if you like that stuff, that's fine. But read it. Make sure you know where the fees are. Make sure you know how the fees are charged. Make sure when you can take your money out, how you can take your money out. Be proactive. My dad used to say knowledge is power. You know, get the knowledge and now you got the power.
Sure. Yeah, you've got to Listen, take it all in. We know you've been listening for a long time. Ron's going into his eighth year, after all, so that's plenty of time. The other thing you can do, if you ever miss something, I always ask you to grab, you know, some paper, something to write with. Maybe you take notes in your phone these days. But the other thing is, if you forget to take notes, you can remember this. You can listen to the Save for Money Solution Show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just log into Ron's website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon, and boom, no matter what time you wake, you'll have the reassuring voice of Ron Grant
chatting
with you and telling you how to keep your money
safe.
That's
scary, boy, and waking up to my voice. I don't know about that.
Another thing, not only your voice, but your presence, and this is a one-on-one meeting that you have.
Yeah.
And anytime there's, you know, somebody puts out the effort to come and see you, you want to give them a little gift and give them your information on how to keep their money safe. So tell us about those one-on-ones.
Well, you know, we did dinners for years and years, 9 years exactly, 9.5 years really, to be precise. Fed a lot of people throughout Ventura County, and you've been to all my dinners and some of my lunches, and it was great. But, you know, a lot of people won't attend those for whatever reason. I don't know why, but it's not a big deal. But I figured if we meet on a one-on-one and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money safe and guaranteed. Remember, with me, you participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, but never the downside of Wall Street. You'll get with me a no-obligation-to-buy $100 MasterCard or Visa gift card. And I hate to say the word gift card because you could actually go to dinner. You could pay a bill with it. It's just like a regular credit card, you know. And, again, you no obligation. Now, to qualify for that card, you need to be between the ages of 55 and 75, just like I had the qualifications come to my dinner. You also need to have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed. I'm going to help you do a couple things. Number one, we're going to keep it safe. You're going to sleep at night knowing that you can't lose the principal, can't lose any gains. You're going to get a reasonable range of return. We can also get you a guaranteed lifetime income if you'd like. Your 401k can't do that. Your 457, your 403b, those are all tied to risk. Okay, we can do that for you. I can provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you that you can't outlive. And then when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. Also, we're going to stop you paying fees. Remember, when you pay fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, they don't work for free. You know, they've got to earn a living. Your 401k company, you know, it's funny. I've said this for so many years. People didn't when they came to the dinners and still do not realize they're paying fees in their 401k plan. I mean, guys, do you think they work for free? No, they can't. Okay, 83% of Americans didn't know they were paying fees in their 401k, 403b, 457, TSA, TSP plan. But they are, and that's according to ARP, AARP. The thing is somebody has to make a living, and those guys, that's how they charge it. But when you pay those fees, it takes away from what you've earned, and that's not good. Also, we want to make sure you get a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. You know, the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? So, meeting with me one-on-one, get the gift card, give me a call, 805-660-1313. I also invite you to go to my websites. I have two of them. My main site is safermoneyspecialist.com. And there's some third-party educational information there. There's some great videos. There's some testimonials from the radio, the call-ins. There's some testimonials from emails. There's some great stuff on there, some good educational information. You can email me from the website. You can schedule an appointment with me, whatever you want to do. Then I'd like you to go to my second site, and it's a great income source because it has a book, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. Initial, I as an Indian want income forlife.com. There's a 1 minute video there I want you to take a peek at, and then download the book, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. You got any questions? You can email me or you can call me and we'll try to get them answered for you. And it's as simple as I can make it for you. Remember, this is not brain surgery. It's very simple and very easy. Market goes up, we get to go up with it. We just don't go up as high as the market. If the market drops, we don't lose anything. And that's the beauty of it. And listen, there's a lot of financial planners and stockbrokers, even on the radio, talking about this stuff. A lot of guys are getting in on the safe talk, and then they're going to hit you with the mutual funds, the risk, the stocks, the bonds, the GLDs, the oil, the gas, the real estate trust. I have been and will still continue to do safe money. I also do long-term care insurance. But the bottom line is we're going to keep that money safe for you. So if you want to keep it safe and sleep at night, give me a call. Again, it's 805-660-1313.
Ron Grant, we'll be back in 60 seconds. Why not? Let's jot it down. I got this nice little gift for Christmas. Oh, it's a mug on cursive handwriting, the stuff you used to have to do when you were in school.
Right.
And now they don't teach it anymore. And it's such a fun little mug. One of our fine listeners gave it to me. And it's and it came with a little pad of paper and a pencil.
Wait, they don't teach it in school?
They
anymore?
Do not teach cursive.
Your kids they are not being
not
taught
teach cursive.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
I can't believe it.
Because it's an art form.
Yeah.
And it's also, there's some elegance to it.
Oh,
you know,
my
it's,
God.
Now it's just scratch, scratch, scratch. Yeah.
Chicken scratching.
It's awful.
Oh.
I have horrible handwriting, but I can write in cursive. As a matter of fact, I put the curse in cursive.
You put the curse
Mine
in
Mine is horrible.
I like
okay,
it.
Here's my cursive pencil. Okay, so anyway, we will be back. Take some notes. Let's jot them down. Coming up in just 60 seconds with Ron Grant.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner. But today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
We're back 2018. Do you write checks much?
No, not a whole lot.
See,
I type
gone,
them out on
right?
Quicken. You know, I don't
kind of
much.
Gone.
Yeah.
But you still have to type in 2018.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You got to make sure, folks. Anything you're jotting down whenever you write in the year, it's 20.
Can't believe this is the sixth already. Come on, give me a break.
Yeah, we're burning this year.
Boom, it's gone.
Bam, swing. First week of 2018's gone. My, how time flies. Well, let's get back to the show here and talk about the time you've been on the air, going on 8 years now.
Yep.
You've been doing the on-air work for 8 years, and I've been with you for all of those eight. But let's talk about how long you've been helping clients keep their safe money safe and guaranteed. How long you've been doing this?
Well, you know, I actually started out doing long-term care insurance, you know, back in 06. You know, my dad, many of you know the story. My dad had a massive stroke. They found him laying on the kitchen floor 2 to 4 days. He was paralyzed on the left side. And, you know, the doctor said your dad could live a day, he could live 10 years. Well, my dad lived 8 years in a nursing home. And we used to live in North Oxnard at the time, and he lived in Newhall. So I brought him over to Glenwood on C Street. And he wasn't happy there for whatever reason. And so we brought him over to Victoria Care here in Ventura. And, again, my dad passed away in Victoria Care after 8 years. I couldn't help my dad, so I tried to help everybody else. I did some research, and I found a company called Amex Life, American Express. Then it kind of went to GE Capital, Genworth. Now it's Genworth Financial. And I was with them for about 9 months as a captive agent. And I'm not a fan of captive agents because they want you to sell what they have. You know, they pay for your desk. They give you a cell phone allowance. They might give you a gas allowance. So you have loyalty to them to be a, you know, to sell the products that they push. And so the thing that I didn't understand at the time was my dad had car insurance. He had fire insurance. He had life insurance. He had health insurance. He even had earthquake insurance. I don't even carry earthquake insurance. But my dad did not have long-term care insurance. And so we had to wipe out his assets. We went all the way down to $2,000. We sold his home. We sold his car. Everything went. When he had physical $2,000 in the bank, I was allowed to apply for Medi-Cal for him. Medi-Cal is a program here in the state of California. It's called Medicaid throughout the United States. It's a program for indigent people. Okay, my dad was single, and he had to spend down to $2,000. If you're married, different threshold altogether. So I went over to Telephone Road, filled out the paperwork, got my dad approved, and that's how we paid for the rest of his period. He took his pension, took his Social Security, backed out $35. My dad was allowed to keep $35 of his own money. And then Medi-Cal covered the rest. And, of course, when he passed away, got a letter from Medi-Cal. If there's any assets that you didn't tell us about, we want to know where they're at so we can go claim them because we want to get repaid back for the money that your dad used. Well, I was in the mortgage business at the time. I owned a company called Camarillo Mortgage. I was past president of the Camarillo Chamber of Commerce. I sat on many nonprofit boards here in Ventura County, past Rotarian, past president of a group called Senior Nutrition Action Council of Ventura County. We feed the seniors here at site locations and Meals on Wheels. I did the research. I started doing that. I went out there and I got educated and I started helping people protect their assets. And around the end of 07, maybe the beginning of 08, I realized that all the people that I had helped protect their assets with long-term care insurance, they were still in risk. What do we know about risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, gas, oil, real estate trusts. These are things you can lose your principal, lose your gains in. You know, back in 08 when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I, we got a zero. And a zero is always better than a loss. Okay? So I started helping my people with safer money. In fact, all the things I talk about on my radio show, all the things I've done over 9+ years of my dinners and fed hundreds and hundreds of people at, is the same thing I've done for my own money. I own 3 of these index-linked accounts because I'm too old to lose my money, you know? And I have a problem with the financial planners and the stockbrokers. They're painting everybody with the same brush. They're selling something, the same thing to a 30-year-old they would a 60-year-old. Now, a 30-year-old doesn't want to lose their money either, do they? No, of course not. But they have time to make it up. 50, 60, 70-year-olds, we don't have time to make it up. I know the market's high right now, but what goes up must come down. You know, that's the situation that people aren't understanding. In fact, you know, the P&E ratio, the Shiller P&E, which is profit earnings, is traditionally been around 16. It's currently north of 30. And the only time in history that that's been north of 30 is 2 times in our lifetime. 1929 and 2000. What happened those years? Market died. Market took a tank. This is the situation. So my clients and I, we don't have to worry about that because we get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, but we never participate in the downside. And that's the beautiful thing. You know, many of you got up year after year after year and put your feet on the cold floor and went to work and scrimped and saved so you can have retirement. Don't let the financial planners and the stockbrokers and Wall Street take that from you. I know it's up right now. I know it's on a good run. But what goes up must come down. Please prepare for some of the downside that's coming. It's just a matter of when. We don't know. It's not if. It's when. And see, my clients and I, we participate in the upside of Wall Street. So you're not going to miss anything except the downside. And that's the beauty of it. And that's what I've been doing for helping people. You know, I'm in an organization, a marketing organization. There's 300 of us strong throughout the United States. And many of those are financial planners and stockbrokers that were actually on Wall Street that now have left the dark side and now on the, we call it the dark side, left the dark side and now on the light side. And we're protecting people's assets. Last year, well, let me go back to 16. 2016, we took $1 billion out of Wall Street. Last year, we hit our mark, $2 billion out of Wall Street and put it in safe insurance products where they can't lose their principal and they can't lose any gains. So if this is something you would like, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me sit down and help you get that money in a safer place. You know, now's the time to start forecasting for 2018 where you're going to have your assets and how they're going to grow. And these are important things, and especially if this is your dignity money, the money you've got to live on, to retire on. And what happens if you lose that money? I guess you could move in with your kids. I don't know how that works. But the bottom line is most of us don't want to do that. We're independent. We like our lifestyle the way it is. So hopefully you'll let me help you. And it never hurts to get a second opinion. I would hope that if you needed brain surgery coming next Friday, Monday or Tuesday, you've gotten or getting a second opinion on brain surgery. And this is what we're going to try to do, trying to get you to get a second opinion to see what you have and see if we can help you keep it safer.
Now, let's look at profiling of the person that would meet with you and become a client. Is there like the ideal person, like age, you know, Profile that person for
Well,
us.
There is. And, you know, the thing is, people, it's really kind of funny, Spence, because I've got 20-year-old, 25-year-olds I'm putting in Roth IRAs, which is safe for them. I have 90-year-olds that I've helped. But my sweet spot is 55 to 75-year-olds because the products are the best for them. The caps are the best. That's, you know, and we'll talk about caps in a minute. The products are better than anything. Once you get past that 80 mark, you know, you get into the 81 and the 82, whatever reason, especially the state of California. I'm licensed in multiple states. But state of California is that and Florida and New York were some of the three toughest, tough states to get products approved in. They just don't think that anybody over 65 or 70 can make an educated decision, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. But the insurance company's products are not as great. So my sweet spot is 55 to 75. But I can help almost anybody. It's not a problem. You know, if you want your money in a safer place, let's get it in a safer place. You know, we have some things that we have to follow. It's called suitability. Number one, you need to have more money coming in every month than going out. What a concept. I know the government doesn't believe in that. You know, they like to spend money willy-nilly. But the bottom line is you have to have some money coming in, more than's going out. You also have to have a net worth. And the older you get, the higher your net worth must be. We also must have some liquidity. Oh, what a concept. We have some extra money sitting around that we might need in an emergency, you know. And these are things are for the client's protection. You know, there's a lot of bad people out there in every business, okay? And you're going to find some agents that are willing to look the other way. You know, I'm not going to do that. I want to make sure that if you're stuck, if there's a problem, that it's not going to cost you money to get your money out. And so that's why we adhere to these strict suitability guidelines to help people. You know, my job is never to hurt anybody. It's to help people. So if that's something, if you're in that particular age group and you're in that particular situation, let me help you. Can I help younger people? Of course. I do it all the time. Can I help older people? I can. It's not a problem. I'll be more than happy to help you. But my sweet spot is 55 to 75. Best products, best caps, best everything for you. They got good bonuses for moving your money over. It's a thank you. These are some things that help. And like I said, that's kind of the sweet spot of the area. So.
And I thought you were going to say, and they all have to drive Fords.
Oh, no.
No, they can drive anything.
They can
That's
drive
just
anything.
You.
That's just
you.
Me. Yeah. But, you know, it's funny. I like Ford, Chevys, and Mopars as long as they're pre-74. But, you know, the guys, most of the Chevy people don't like the Ford people. So they start beating up on you right away. Oh, it's
so
a
you
got to
go back at them.
You got to go back. And you got to be there first sometimes because they're coming.
First on race day.
That's right. First on race day.
I love it.
Let's
carry on here. And we've got 401ks. And I would just bet you.
Yeah.
That for the average person out there, if you say, well, oh, I got a 401k.
Sure.
Because it's in their face at work.
Yeah.
It's in their face in a lot of places. But there are some issues and there's some problems with that. And I'm looking at the notes here. You see six problems with current 401k plans. Can you go over those?
Yep, we will. And, you know, we've talked about this for many years. You have to understand that the 401k was never, ever, ever designed to be a retirement plan. It was not. It was designed to be a savings plan. You have a three-legged stool, pension, savings, and Social Security. What happened in the mid-70s that Wall Street got together with the business community? And they said, guys, listen, the pensions are expensive to fund. We don't want the responsibility. What can we do to help us get something to retain employees and to recruit employees and to help our employees with some sort of assets when they decide to pull the plug that they can live on? Okay. Well, they came up with the 401k. And unfortunately, it was just never designed to be a retirement plan. There's lots of fees in the 401k, and people are paying them because that's how it works. So over the past quarter of a century, the 401k plans have evolved into a dominant retirement plan scheme for most of U.S. workers. While many improvements have been made to the structure and features of the 401k plans, since their creation, additional problems still need to be addressed, and various enhancements still need to be made. Here are six problems we're going to talk about today, the 401k plan structure, along with the ways that you might mitigate some of the negative implications. We'll see what it is. So number one, we have structural flaws. You've probably been told that investing your money through a process known as a fully valued one, or that is it is a decreasing one. Sadly, you may have bought into the concept of dollar cost averaging. And I love the financial planners when they tell you this. We're going to dollar cost average for you. Whoa, that's awesome. People don't understand what it is. It was explained to you by a prudent investment methodology. Dollar cost averaging is simply a convenient solution to address the manner in which contributions have to be channeled from your employer to your investment funds in your 401k plan. To explain, the overvalued at the time of the contributions are going to be made. Fortunately, you can take control of your investment process by directing all your retirement plan contributions into a conservative investment option that is offered in your retirement plan. Then, when the time is right, you can make strategic investment allocations of the cash that you have accumulated in the option to one or more of the less conservative funds offered in your 401k plan. Of course, you will have to be able to determine when the switch looks attractive from the investment standpoint. Nevertheless, you should expect this type of responsibility if you participate in a defined contribution plan. Again, Spence and I have talked about this for many years. Whose money is it? It's your money. Where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you. You have to do your own due diligence. Let's talk about long investment time horizons. You have also probably been told that your employer established a 401k plan on your behalf in order to provide you with a long-term savings plan for retirement. Given this premise, you were most likely led to believe that you should develop a long-term strategic asset allocation based on the time horizon that is likely to exceed a decade. Unfortunately, what you may not have been told is that it is highly unlikely that the portfolio managers that are currently managing your investment options, now listen to this carefully, will be managing them 10 or more years from now. Therefore, if you're going to develop a strategic allocation with a long-term focus in mind, you probably need to be using a holding period. I remember when I was doing mutual funds and stuff for my own money, my own retirement, and I remember when I was in Janus Fund. And one year I did well, big time in Janus Fund. The managers left Janus Fund. The next 2 years, didn't do anything. Managers are very important. I mean, if you're going to invest in mutual funds and stuff, you want to make sure that those guys and gals are going to be around a while. Let's talk about administrative costs, because these are important. You know, make no doubt about it. Qualified 401k plan is an expensive employee benefit. That's because the 401k plans may entail many compliance issues that have been monitored on ongoing services and administrative function that have to be provided. What's more, a number of education and communication services are required to be offered to plan participants. Given these mandates, it's highly likely that you're paying for them through participation fees, supplement asset-based charges, itemized costs for services such as loans, hardship withdrawals, and qualified domestic relationship orders, and perhaps more important, higher fund expenses. Costs are particularly steep in small plan area where a lack of economics of scale fosters much higher expenses. Fortunately, you can mitigate the negative costs of your 401k by developing a tailored retirement plan strategy. Now, one of the things that I do for my people is we take you out of the 401k and we put you in an IRA where there are no fees, there are no risk. You participate in the upside of Wall Street, but never the downside of Wall Street. And we've got that guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. Why in the world would you want to pay fees that take away from your returns? It doesn't make any sense. Lackluster record keeping. Man, this is a big one. It's safe to say you probably don't understand the complexities associated with record keeping for the assets that you've accumulated in your 401k plan. Ironically, even in today's age of technology, record keeping is still a labor intensive endeavor, particularly if your records have been generated for many years. To make matters worse, even if your record keeping does a perfect job for you, if that person that's doing them is just done an awesome job, you'll probably only give that record keeper an average grade for the services that are provided, because you will undoubtedly expect your records and statements to be produced in a timely manner and free of any errors or omissions. It's pretty hard to do. You know, people are people. We all make mistakes, you know, and that's a situation that, you know, is just really hard to do. Number five, subpar investment plan designs and marginal quality investment options. In terms of retirement plan design, the conventional wisdom in the 401k plan investment industry is less is more. What is meant by this concept is the comprehensive retirement plan design can be developed by offering a group of investment options that cover roughly five asset categories. These categories, in terms of theoretical risk order, are money-making mutual funds or stable value funds, core bond funds, large capitalization funds, small capitalization funds, and international funds. The concept behind less is more is an attempt by the investment community to streamline your investment decision-making responsibilities to minimize the complexity of your investment choices. Unfortunately, while you can develop a diversified portfolio by investing in funds that fall in these five asset class categories, it's highly likely that you will also need access to emerging market funds and commodity funds in order to build a comprehensive portfolio that is capable of meeting your long-term financial needs. You see, when you look at index-linked accounts, we have that stuff. We've got we're in the S&P 500. That's the top 500 companies. We're in the NASDAQ 100. We're in the Dow Jones Industrial. We're in the Hang Seng. We're in the Barclays Dynamic Balance. And when I say we're not actually in those funds. We're tied to them. So we participate in the same things that you have with your participating in Wall Street, except we don't have any of the risk. So why not participate in something with no risk and no fees? Makes sense to me. That's why I'm in it. Complex tax implications. And boy, are there a lot of implications tax-wise. I don't even do my own taxes. I talk to a CPA because it's crazy. You need to talk to somebody who has the authority, who has the education, who's passed that test, that can talk to you intelligently about your taxes. I highly recommend you talk to a tax professional doing anything. Arguably, the most highly touted 401k plan attributes is the pre-tax treatment of invested cash flows. This feature is important because you have more money to invest up front. You should have a greater opportunity to enhance your returns down the road. However, before blindly accepting the premise that pre-tax investing is a big investment advantage for you, keep in mind that when you withdraw your money from the 401k plan, the entire amount that is withdrawn will be taxed at your personal income tax level. In retrospect, this may be a material disadvantage to you because it's highly likely that your long-term investment strategy would have achieved substantial long-term gains that should have been taxed at a much lower capital gains tax rate level. Since these gains will be taxed as income under 401k plan structure, your perceived pre-tax advantage on the front end will offset to a certain degree by the tax disadvantage on the back end. The bottom line, while the 401k plans are an important part of your employee benefit package, the issues associated with some of their provisions are very problematic. So what we do, again, we take people out of the 401k, we roll them and we make it an IRA. I can make it a traditional IRA. I can make it a Roth IRA. I can make it a SEP IRA. These are all kind of things that I can help you do depending on when we get together, what your answers are when some of the questions that I ask you. But keep in mind, everything that I do is going to be safe and guaranteed, backed by major insurance companies. Okay, these have been around about 29 years. Annuities have been around since 1740. They were set up for the clergy of the Presbyterian Church for retirement. Babe Ruth, in 1929 and 30, when the crash came, had his money, his baseball money, in annuities. Not this type of annuity, because it wasn't around, but it was annuity. Annuity is a safe product backed by major insurance companies. And let me tell you, in 29, when the market crashed, you lost a lot of banks and so forth. Very few insurance companies went belly under. Okay? In fact, we have a situation called the Guarantee Association. If you go to my website and go up to the top, there's buttons up there, and there's one called the Guarantee Association or Safety. Click onto the button and read about the Guarantee Association. Okay, it'll talk to you about that. It's all backed in the 50 states. It covers four things. It covers life insurance, long-term care insurance, health insurance, and index-linked annuities. No variable annuities. What is a variable annuity? It's risk. Stocks, bonds, and mutual funds tied into an insurance product. It doesn't cover that. It doesn't cover Wall Street, your stocks, your bonds, your mutual funds. It doesn't cover your gas, your oil, that type of thing, real estate trusts. But it covers the four things. So if you would like to sleep at night knowing that your money is backed by major insurance companies and safe and guaranteed, we need to get together. Give me a call, 660-1313. That's area code 805. You can check my website out. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. Take a look. I get some great third-party educational information there that will help you.
We go from the risk of a 401k plan to now explaining the wide range of benefits of a fixed indexed annuity. Tell us about those, Ron.
You know, the benefits are really kind of simple. It's very neat, and it's like a little package. It's really easy to understand. First of all, the biggest benefit that I see to the index annuities is you can't lose your principal or your gains. If there's any gains every year, we lock them in from year to year. Okay, and that's important. But one of the biggest benefits that I see, and the reason that I own three of these, is because I want a guaranteed lifetime income that I can't outlive. And the stuff in Wall Street can't provide that for you. Your 401k, for instance, your 457, your TSP, your TSAs, your 403Bs. Those are generally invested in risk, unless you're in a money market account, which is making nothing. So if we have an indexed annuity and you want income out of it, I could provide that through the insurance company, guaranteed that you can't outlive. And when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. So those are the two big things. What? Protect your principal and your gains, and you get a guaranteed lifetime income. Now, every year, we get a chance to change the allocations that we're in. So, for instance, this year, you start with 100%. Let's say you took 25% of your money and we put it in the Standard & Poor's 500. Well, there's two options. We can go monthly point to point. We can go annual point to point. We can also go to the NASDAQ. We can go the Dow Jones Industrial. We can go the Russell 2000. We can go the Barclays Dynamic Balance. We can go the Hang Seng. We can go the Euro. Different companies offer different things, just like the stock market can, only we're not in the risk pool. We're in safe, guaranteed, backed by major insurance companies. And when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get what's left in there for you. So if these things are important to you, to keep your money safe, your dignity money, to protect what you have, then we need to get together. Give me a call, 805-660-1313.
And if you do that, you can get together and get a gift card also. Ron, tell us how that works.
We can do the gift card if you like. It's not a problem. There's some things that you need to qualify for. Number one, you need to be between the ages of 55 and 75, and you need to have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed, where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose any gains, you get a reasonable range of return. We can provide that lifetime income for you. That's very, very nice. We're going to stop the fees that you're paying to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, etc. Because remember, when you pay those fees, I can't stress this enough, it takes away from your returns. It's that simple. You know, can't be any more simple than that.
Very easy. And you know what else is easy? Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yes. Well, my buddy Robert, who owns the Chick-fil-A here in Ventura over by Chuck E. Cheese, has for years now given gift cards to my listeners here on the station. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send these cards out on Monday to the two people that answer this call. I want you to email me right now, ron@safermoneyspecialist.com, and the first two people will get two cards. That's four cards I'm going to mail out. I need you to put in the email your name, your address, and your phone number. I will not call you, will not bother you. I need that for Robert so he can track where the cards are going. Make simple. Now, when you win the card and you go in there, here's what your choices are. You can do the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. You can do the grilled chicken sandwich. You can do the spicy chicken sandwich. You can do the Chick-fil-A nuggets, either the original or the grilled, the 8-count. And when you go in there, tell Robert that you got the card from the Safer Money Solution Show. He'll appreciate that. So again, it's ron@safermoneyspecialist.com. The first two people, and you know, it's tracked by time. So those of you who get in first, the first two people, I will send out Monday personally from me. I will send them out to you so you have those cards that you can use here at the Ventura Chick-fil-A.
So easy.
It is. Simple. Just do it.
Just do it now. Bam. And you could be a winner.
That's right.
No better place. Chick-fil-A, we love it there. Now let's talk about one additional thing here, and that's how it all works. You know, when people hear this and they think, okay, this is interesting, but You know, how do these safe products work? You know, you and Ricky have been offering them. How long has Ricky been working with you now?
A couple of years now.
Couple of years.
She's doing good. She's getting her building her own book of business. She's helping my clients. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to be with us at the client appreciation dinner in December because of the fires. You know, it was that same night.
Yeah.
And it was terrible. But yeah, she's doing well and she likes what she's doing. And you know, the nice thing about it is that it's gonna let Dad go to a couple more car shows, and that's
nice. Yeah, give you a little extra time. But let's talk about it. How do these products work?
Well, they're pretty simple. Market goes up, we get to go up with it, okay? But we just don't get to go up as high as the market. There's caps. I alluded to that earlier, you know, in the first part of the show. Caps. What is a cap? Well, a cap is a ceiling, okay? We have a ceiling on what we can make for that year. So right now, the caps, depending on the index, could be the S&P 500, could be the NASDAQ 100, so forth and so on. The caps are determined by the index, okay? Now, anywhere from 18% to 24, 26%, depending on what index. So if the market goes up, let's say 5%, you get a chance to get that 5%. Market goes up 40%, you don't get a chance to get that 40%. But we don't get any chance to get the downside. Market drops to goes down 40% or 50%. What can you get that year? You're going to get a zero. But back in 08, when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I, we got zeros. Yeah, it's okay. I don't mind. I didn't lose anything. Didn't pay anything. Didn't lose anything. I'm okay. And that's nice about it. So the first caveat, okay, that we're talking about is the ceiling caps. All right. Every year, we get together over the phone, through the mail, or in person, and we can change those caps. As long as we stay with the company, we can make any changes in those caps. And we need to, because nothing stands still for, you know, for time. The next caveat is time. And the very best ones of these are between 6 and 10 years. Some at 7 years, 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, etc. My thing is I like the between the 6 and 10. And if it's a qualified product, which means you haven't paid taxes on it yet, could be your IRA, your 401k, et cetera, how were those meant to be taken out? As a pension. Not as a lump sum. Who has $150,000 and they want to take it all out? They're going to pay taxes on it. Doesn't make sense. So what we do is we set up an IRA and we set up a monthly income stream for you, or you can take out 10% of your penalty free. Doesn't matter. How you want to do it is up to you. But remember, once you become 70 and a half, and that's a qualified product, you have to start taking your required minimum distributions. That's a percentage of what your retirement plans total. Okay? So we have the two caveats, time and ceiling caps. Okay? But we can get a guaranteed lifetime income for you if you'd like. I have some companies that don't charge for that rider. It's called an income rider. Rides on top of the policy. I have some companies that do charge for that income rider. That would be a fee. That's the only fee that you would pay if you elect to do that. But if you want income, why not let's look at products that have the built-in income rider, and then if you do take it, great. If you don't take it, you didn't pay anything for the fees. That's the way I like to look at it. And I look at these companies every 3 months, and I see who's got this and who's got that, and what are these caps and what are those caps. That's part of my job. There's about 40-some companies out there that offer us, the public, these safe index-linked accounts. I deal with the top 4 to 6 each and every day, and they must earn our business. What's right for Mrs. Jones may not be right for Mrs. Smith. That's why I have multiple companies. That's why I'm not a fan of captive agents, because they push what the company tells them to push. You know, it's funny. One of my buddies who lives in Georgia, he worked on Wall Street for years. And again, we call that the dark side. And now now he's doing what I'm doing, the light side. But he used to tell me on Monday morning they'd have a sales meeting, big old table out there, and all the agents, all the brokers and the financial planners that work for that XYZ brokerage company would be there. The first thing they did is they had banks of phones on each wall, and they would practice getting this call. Ring, 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 ring. Hi, this is Bob at blank brokerage house. Hi, it's Mr. Jones, your customer. I want to take all my money out. What are you talking about? You're in it for the long haul. Stay the course. Those are only paper losses. Well, back in 08, when the market tanked and trillions of dollars was lost to people in the market, those were losses. Those were real losses. And when the market's up and it's doing really well, those are real gains. You can take them out if you want, or you can let it ride. Then the other thing he used to tell me is they'd have a sales meeting and the manager would say, these are the products we want to push this week. They want to push these products because they make the biggest profit. The company makes the biggest returns. I don't like that. I like to do what's right for the client. And that's why I don't work for a company. I work for the client. Now, I get paid just like everybody else does. I have to earn a living, but I get paid from the insurance company's money, not your money. If I help you with a product, a service, or an account, I get paid from XYZ Insurance Company, whatever company that we end up going with. Your financial planner, your stockbroker, the 401k company, etc., gets paid out of your returns. And sometimes even if you don't have a return, they still get paid. Asset under management. If you got X number of dollars there, they're going to charge you a percentage every year, no matter what happens. I don't like that. Neither does my clients. That's why we're not in those things. So if you want to sleep at night, you want to get a reasonable range of return, you want to have access to 10% of your money penalty-free, or maybe a guaranteed lifetime income. You want to be able to change your allocations every 12 months. Not a problem. We can do that for you. This is what I'm here to help you with. And I know there's a lot of Marys and Johnny-come-latelys that are getting on the tray in the last 2 or 3 years, especially the financial planner guys and gals, because they've been getting beat up from people like myself taking so much assets away from them. They're now trying to offer some of these things. And I've looked at some of the products that my clients have showed me when they've gone to dinners and they've gone to other stuff, because they bring stuff back to me all the time and they show me what they have. They're not good products, in my opinion. The caps are low. The participation rate is not 100%. My companies are all 100% participation. So these are things, just because it says it's an index annuity doesn't mean that it's a great index annuity. You need to do your own homework. You need to read. You need to get advice. You know, in December every year, they have commercial. The diamond industry comes out and says, if you don't know diamonds, you better know your jeweler. Well, if you don't know indexed annuities, you better know your agent. And just because XYZ can sell it doesn't mean that it's right for you. We need to do some investigating. We need to ask some questions. And we need to make sure it's right for you, the client. This is what I do. Because remember, my name's on the door. It's my company. I don't work for a company. I work for the client. And that's important to me, because I don't want to see you at a car show and have you badmouth me that I gave you the wrong product. So buck stops with me. And that's how I roll. So if you would like that too, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me sit down and help you get that money in a safer place.
We are going to take a quick break here. 2 for 2 is Ron Grant on the music. Let's see what happens next.
I better play the lotto tonight.
One more tune to go here with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist.
No one, no matter how much or how little we have to invest, wants to lose money. On that, we can all agree. Many of us want a safer home for our money, one that eliminates the roller coaster ride of Wall Street. And that's why talking to Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, makes so much sense. Here are 3 things to remember. 1, Ron promises your money is safe and guaranteed. 2, Ron guarantees your money is never at risk. And 3, Ron will help you obtain some stock market gains with no stock market losses. Want a safe place to put your money, get a range of return, and pay no fees? Think safer, safer, safer. Think Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist.
I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'll give you solid, safer money advice. Call me at 660-1313. That's 660-1313. I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist.
And welcome back to Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Been on the air going into his 8th year now. Everybody else is just trying to copy.
Yes.
They're jumping on the bandwagon.
They are.
They're sneaking in with that bait and switch type of stuff. And Ron Grant is the original Safer Money Specialist right here on KVTA. We have a guest on the phone.
Who's the guest?
It would be Mr. Will Hart.
Hey, it's Mr. Will Hart. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Ron. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year again.
Can't believe this is the 6th already. I mean, gosh, I know. What's going on, man? Last year blew
by.
It's going by too fast.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard of Mr. Wilhart, he is my metal guy. He's my gold and my silver, my bars and my coins. He's helped me with my IRAs. I have the coins, the nice, what are they called, double eagles?
You have the American Eagles, and you have fractional sizes.
All right. That's what I like. So we're going to talk to Will a few minutes here about some of this stuff because I know it's important to diversify. I've been telling people that for years. True diversification is class diversification. We have cash. We have real estate. We have index annuities, and we have some metal. So here's what we want to do, Will. What are the options people have to buy physical gold and silver, and how do the metals get stored?
Sure. They can purchase bars, coins, rounds, ingots, gold, silver, even platinum and palladium. They can purchase it with cash, where we ship the metals right to their doorstep, or they can purchase it with retirement accounts. We're talking 401ks, traditionals, Roth, 403bs, TSPs, you name it. And it is a tax-deferred penalty-free rollover, and the metals can be stored at a depository, or if they would like, they can do private storage where they store the metals themselves.
Cool. Now, we've talked about this for many times, but I think it's important because I'm still getting people asking me, why can I just buy it from my financial planner and my stockbroker? We need to know and let the public know what the difference is between paper gold and the real physical gold deal like the bars and the coins.
Absolutely. So in normal times, buying paper gold is great. It's easy. You don't have to worry about storing it or doing anything like that. It's just that when there's this kind of climate that there's this potential market correction. And if you're one of the folks out there that thinks that the market is poised for a correction, I mean, the last crash we had was 10 years ago. The longest bull run we had was from 1990 to 2000. That was 10 years. And here we are 10 years on this round. So if you think that the market is poised for a correction, you got to look and say, okay, physical gold, I know what's in my safe. I know what's in my safety deposit box. I know what's at the depository with my name on it. With paper gold, you're buying exactly that. You're buying a piece of paper that is leveraged against a pile of gold that's sitting in a vault. And I always give the same example, $1 million, let's say, sitting in a vault, they can leverage that 400 to 500 times that value. Problem is the market goes south, the principals can reach in, they can grab that $1 million, which will go really quick, leaving you with a piece of paper leveraged against an empty vault. So would you rather be the guy with the piece of paper leveraging against an empty vault, or no, you're the guy with a pile of gold and silver sitting in your safe?
Yeah, and that's important. And that's why my gold and silver is sitting in my safety deposit box, because I do want the real stuff. If I ever want to sell it, I got it right there. I can, boom, not give it back to you, get the money, and move on down the road.
That's right.
If you are interested in some diversification, class diversification, and looking at some metal, I will put you in touch with Mr. Wilhart. He's helped a lot of my clients, and he's helped me. I have my money with him. Give me a call, 805-660-1313. We'll have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care. Let's have a great 2018.
Yes, everybody, and healthy. Everybody be healthy.
Happy and healthy.
That's right. Thank you.
And there goes Will Hart. Now, I got to ask you, we're going to get in a song in a moment, but next week you got something special planned.
I do. It's going to mark your calendar, because we're going to talk about make your investment resolutions a reality. Mm. We're going to talk about that. It's still early. We want to get your resolutions going, and let's make them a reality, because, guys, it's your money. It's your financial future. We've got to look at this, and we've got to help you keep it protected and stuff. And we want to make sure you don't lose any principal and we don't lose any gains.
It's that easy, but you got to listen. You got to tune in. You could go to that website, too.
Yeah.
But we want you to hear it live on the air.
Listen every Saturday. We want you to be there. Take us with you.
How do we get in touch with you?
Well, you got a couple ways. You can email me at ron@safermoneyspecialist.com. You can call me at 805-660-1313. I want everybody out there to have a blessed day and a healthy and happy new year. And let's try to be kind to one another.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money.
Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner. But today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.